Thank you for calling the Roundup Help Team. This is Emmanuel on a recorded call. Hello there.
Hi.
Hi. Were you looking to see if
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Were you looking to see if you're eligible to participate in the settlement?
Yes.
Sure. And just to confirm here, you haven't started a claim with any other firm. You haven't signed anything physically or electronically, and you'd be able to attest to that. Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, was it you or a family member that was diagnosed with the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Me.
Sorry to hear that. Do you happen to know the subtype by chance? There's Burkitt, there's large B-cell, adult T-cell. There's several different kinds. Zari.
It was B-cell.
Large B-cell, okay.
B-cell lymphoma.
Thank you for confirming that. And that's the only diagnosis that you've had of it, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then around what date were you diagnosed?
The second week of October 2013 at the age of 27.
Oh, okay. So October 2nd week of 13. So we'll say 10/14/2013. Does that sound about right?
Yeah.
Alrighty. And then did you mostly use the product at home or for work or both?
At home.
Okay, so residential use. Was it, give me the address where you had the most exposure to the product.
6927 South Justine Street.
I'm so sorry, 6927.
South Justine Street, Chicago, Illinois. Zip code 60636.
Spell the street name for me, please.
JUSTINE.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you. I see that there. So you're in Chi-Town, are you?
Yes.
Is it cold there? I know you guys get real cold in the winter.
Yes. Freezing.
Freezing. Are you a Bears fan?
Go Bears. All day, every day.
What do you think about Williams right now?
Right now?
Yeah.
Goated.
Okay. Yeah, he's starting to pick up. I know he didn't do so hot like his first couple games, but he's picking it up, and I liked him. Obviously, he did really well at USC, so hopefully he'll bring you guys.
He did
along.
Good. I know he did real good at the preseason game.
Yeah, he was killing it.
First game back here.
And then real quick, this next question asks, did anybody else in that household on Justine Street, any friends, neighbor, family, end up getting sick like you or no?
No.
All right, and then, is that still your current address?
Yes.
Okay, and then about how many years did you use the product?
Use the product.
Yeah, like,
I don't know. I used it one time a month.
Oh, right. For how many years did you use it? For like 5 years, 10 years, 8 years, 6 years?
Yes.
5 years altogether? Okay. And once a month, you said?
Yes.
So, okay, perfect. Thank you. That's very helpful. So definitely over 10 days and at least one of those years would have been before you were diagnosed. Does that sound right?
Yes.
Okay. And we said 5 years. Okay, let me hit that there. And then you're a U.S. citizen, are you?
Yes.
Okay. And then I'm going to list some other ailments that may or may not apply to you right now. I'm going to put no unless you stop me and say that you currently have also one of these ailments. It starts with hepatitis B, hepatitis C, rheumatoid arthritis, HIV AIDS, diabetes mellitus, autoimmune disease, organ transplant, Epstein-Barr, lupus, other cancers,
HIV, yes.
You have HIV right now?
No.
No? Okay.
No.
Okay. And then do you have family history of cancer?
Yes. My grandma.
Grandma? What kind of cancer did she have?
Breast cancer.
Breast cancer? Okay. Sorry to hear that. Let me put this here. I'm going to put in your, give me 1 second. Let me just bring this up. And then give me your name. Will you spell out your first, middle, if you have one, and then last name?
Yes. Steve. Last name, McCoy, McCoy.
Okay, MC and then capital COY?
Yes.
Alrighty. Thanks, Steve. And then let me go to this next section here. Will you confirm your gender for the recording?
Male.
And then are you currently married or unmarried?
Unmarried.
Thank you. And then how did you first make the connection between the Roundup use and your ailment? Did you figure it out that you got sick because of the Roundup because of something you saw on TV or read online or read somewhere or how did it kind of click to you?
I seen some on social media.
Okay. And then about when do you think you saw that online? Just ballpark. Doesn't have to be.
Like 2012.
Okay. Let me put that there. All right, let me. So you saw something online before you got sick in 2012. So after you had gotten sick, it kind of clicked to you and you made that connection. So that's what I wrote here in the note. And then this next section just asks for your height and weight.
I'm 5'9". I weigh 175.
175, okay. And then this is your cell phone. I have 312-213-3561. Is that right?
Yes.
And what's going to be the best email address for you?
S-O. You ready?
Uh-huh.
I can just spell it out for you. SOLOMCCOY 113. At gmail.com.
All right. SoloMcCoy113@gmail.com, right? And then you already
113.
Mentioned. Yep, 113.
SoloMcCoy113@gmail.com.
Perfect. Thank you for confirming that. And you already mentioned you used it about once a month and at least 1 year before you were diagnosed. And I imagine you stopped spraying it after you got diagnosed in October of 2013. Does that sound about right?
Yes.
Okay. And then you used it for 5 years. So then you would have started using it around 2008. Does that sound correct?
I started using Roundup in 2006.
Oh, in 2000. Okay. So let me put this here. I'm sorry. So 7 years you used it. Okay, perfect. Let me put that there. And then let me go to the next section. Bear with me. It's loading real quick here. Okay, and then when you applied the product, was it normally did you get the concentrate and then mix it yourself, or would you get
No, it was concentrated.
the concentrate? Okay. So let me put this here. Residential use would get concentrate and mix it and spray it to keep the yard tidy. Does that sound about right?
Yes.
Okay, and then how big would the yard be, would you say?
How big would the yard be?
Yeah.
Maybe about, I say my backyard would be like
500 square feet? Okay.
700 square feet. Yeah.
5 through 700 square feet. Okay, let me put that there.
And
And
then
then.
my front yard would be about 500 square feet.
Oh, wow. Okay. Front yard about 500 square feet. Okay. And then, did you normally use like any protective gear when applying, or not really?
I
No,
was
okay.
just spraying, using a spray bottle.
I gotcha. And then obviously residential use in the state of Illinois that you were directly spraying and exposed to, right?
Yes.
Let me type this up. And so once a month, 12 times a year then, and then 7 years, so 84 exposures. I'll click that. And is the house on well or city water?
Can you repeat that?
The home, is it on well or city water?
Anyone?
And then have you been exposed to other herbicides, benzene or Agent Orange, or not really?
No.
No, okay. And then when you got the product, was it mostly at a Home Depot or like a Lowe's, Walmart, or like a smaller place, like a mom and
Oh.
pop Home
It was
Depot?
at a Home Depot.
Okay. And then obviously it's been so long since 2013 when you stopped using it, so you may not have any, and that's okay. I just have to ask, did you keep any receipts or any containers or anything like that, or not really?
No.
Have you ever been a smoker?
Can you repeat that?
This question is asking if you've ever smoked. Have you ever been a smoker of cigarettes or no?
Yes.
Okay, and then
Yes.
about how many years would you say you've smoked?
Since I was 13.
13? Okay. And then are you currently employed, self-employed, on a fixed income, or not working?
Not working.
Okay. And then were you ever in the military or no?
No.
Have you ever been involved in other lawsuits, filed for disability or workman's comp, or filed for bankruptcy, or no?
No.
And then other than minor traffic offenses like parking tickets, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
Okay. And then let me get the hospital or medical facility that diagnosed you. What's the name?
Northwestern Memorial Hospital.
Alrighty, let me type that in. That's a nice one. That's a big hospital. Do you happen to recall, or what was your doctor's name?
Dr. John Shaw.
Dr. John Shaw. Okay, I have him here. Looks like it's John M. Shaw, so let me put that there. And then let me put this here. And would you say that, you know, your ailment has impacted you mentally and physically?
Yes.
Okay. And then either yourself or the doctor or the medical facility will have your medical records, right?
Yes.
And the treatment that you want, was it chemotherapy, immunotherapy, radiation, stem cell, or surgery?
Chemo.
Chemo. And then roughly about
Chemotherapy.
what date would you say that you they started the first treatment?
They started the first treatment. Before they started the first treatment, they did test.
Well, the first chemo treatment, when do you think that started?
The 3rd week of October, 2013.
Okay, so we'll say like 10, 21 of 2013 then. And then just to reconfirm, the Justine Street is still your current address.
Yes.
Let me type that in there. And we're just about done. Two more questions here. This next one is just saying that normally we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue the case for your loved ones. And typically they'll only be contacted if we're unable to get a hold of you for an extended period. Do you want to put an emergency contact or not really?
Yes.
Okay. Do you live with the emergency contact or no?
No.
Okay, what is their name?
Nathan.
Nathan McCoy.
Yes.
And your relation to them?
My son.
Okay. And then their phone number?
773-963-6667.
6667. Okay, and then we have permission to contact them in case we can't get a hold of you, right?
Yes.
Alrighty, and then the last section is just for the HIPAA medical compliance section. What is your date of birth?
05/12/1986.
And then the last four of your social.
7760.
Alrighty, I'm about to send you a automated text message from DocuSign. It'll be sent to you via text and email. You can open it up either way. It goes to the same place. And then bear with me here. It's still spinning, so give it a second. I won't be able to see what's on your screen, so if you're not sure what to tap, just read out what you see, and then I'll do my best to guide you. On where to hit next. And then let me know when it lets you submit that, okay?
Okay. Okay, I submitted it.
Alrighty. So in about 2 weeks or so, you should get a call from the firm directly. They're going to introduce themselves and then double check the work, make sure there's no errors, and then accept that into their system. But other than that, you're all set for today. And yep, you're all set. It shows submitted. So you're good to go, Steve. Thank you. Have a good day.
You
Bye.
too.